At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey, today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode to hear who won this week's free ride. Every Friday, we give away a lifetime membership to one of our programs. We're giving away Easy Course, our 30-day course on how to build your own online course in 30 days. It retails for $500 over at easycourse.co. But you can win it for free. Just leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you enter our weekly random draw. Listen in on Friday to see if you won. It's that simple. It's our way to say thanks for showing us love on iTunes. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA show, because if you're not getting actively better, you're getting worse. That's why we deliver daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn what are some low-cost team retreat options. If you have a team, big or small, you may be considering running a team retreat. Some people call these team offsites, but it's a way for you to get together with your team to build team camaraderie, get to know each other, and have a bit of fun. It's a great way to build a bond between you and your teammates, get to know them on a personal level, and from a leadership point of view, this is a great value add, a great way to show your team how much you appreciate them, and it's a cool little perk for your team members. But hey, you may not have the budget to go all out. Maybe money's tight as you're growing, as you're building, but you still want to have a team retreat in some way. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you some options to run a team retreat without really spending too much money. You'd be surprised how much it would cost you with some of these ideas. We're going to outline what's the goal of a team retreat and how we can still accomplish that goal without spending a whole lot of cash. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Team retreats are great. It's a great way for you to really connect with your team, build camaraderie, build those connections, and really have a sense of loyalty and retention with your team. Many people think they can't run a team retreat because they don't have a big budget. They don't have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to spend. And they're thinking, you know, some big, expensive resort somewhere in an exotic location. And they just dismiss the idea because, hey, just don't have the money for it. I'm here to tell you that you could still run a team retreat that's valuable, that's fun, that's still a treat to do and to experience without spending an arm and a leg. Now, I want to preface this with, if you can spend, if you can actually treat your team to some luxuries, to a nice resort, to a nice room, to some great meals, to an exotic location, then you should. You should actually invest in this. You should see this as an investment because you're really investing in your team. You're making sure they're taken care of, they're valued, they feel valued when you take them on this retreat. We did this with our team back in June and we plan to do it again next year, and it was well worth it. Yes, it was an investment, but we feel it made such a difference in our teamwork, in our camaraderie. It gave me a chance as their leader to know who they are and how they like to, you know, learn and absorb information. And it was just nice to have some fun with people I spend a lot of time working with every single day of my life. But today's episode is about how to do it on a budget, how to do it in a low-cost fashion, especially if you're just starting out, or maybe you have a small team, a team of 3, 4, 5, even 10 people, and you want to do a retreat, but you just can't spend the money. The first thing I want to mention is you don't have to make it long. You could still get a lot of value out of 3 solid days. By shortening your retreat, you are automatically cutting a lot of costs. Number 2, you can keep it local. So if your team is all within the same area, you don't have to travel far. You don't have to go to an exotic location. You can just go somewhere local to you. Somewhere driving distance, a couple hour drive is not bad at all. You're going to save a ton on flights and tickets if everybody kind of just makes their way to the location. And by the way, this is totally normal. In the book, The Hard Thing About Hard Things, Ben Horowitz, the founder of Opsware and LoudCloud, when he was restructuring his company, he did an offsite. He did an offsite retreat, and it was local to where their office was, just an hour drive, and it was a motel. And everybody shared a room with somebody else. It wasn't fancy. There wasn't any kind of exotic location or beach or site. It was literally a motel in a neighboring city. And the point here is that they had meetings and trainings and team building activities. And Ben didn't shy away from saying, hey, this is where we at financially. This is what we can afford, but we're still going to make the most of it. So being local is going to save you some time. Your team members can carpool and all that kind of stuff. Now, if you stay local and you keep it short, you actually are allowing yourself to save a lot of money because you'll have a lot of options to where you can host your offsite, your team retreat. There are a lot of hotels that are just vacant with empty rooms that are really nice and big and have great pools, and they have an office space or an event space where you can hold your workshops that can be really flexible on the price because, hey, it's not a hot destination. You're not trying to book a room in, you know, San Francisco. And you could book some rooms for a few days for a reasonable rate. You could have a couple of cheap and cheerful dinners out. And hey, it's okay if you tell your team, everybody sort their own lunch. It's still a blast. You're still having a good time. You're all together. And hey, you can take care of them in dinner and a round of drinks during that meal. If you cost this out, you'll realize it's probably a whole lot less than you think. Another option altogether is the day camp method. When I was a teenager, it was very common to have basketball camp during the summer. And the camps I went to, you didn't sleep over. You just kind of played basketball and did drills and got trained all day. At the end of the day, my parent would pick me up. You know, my mom or dad would pick me up and I would go home. I would sleep at home, shower, all that stuff. Wake up the next morning and go to day camp. Experience was still great. Still enjoyed it. Made a lot of friends. So if you're going to stay local and you just can't afford any accommodations, it's okay to have a offsite somewhere different, whether it's a park or somewhere outdoors you can do your team building activities, the beach or the mountains. If it's local enough, it's like 30, 40 minute drive, people can go back and forth every day. And again, if you communicate honestly with people, hey, we want to do a team retreat. This is our budget. This is what we're thinking about doing. What do you think? Listen, people are commuting to get to work every day. Why not change it up and do an offsite, do a team retreat for a few days? I think people will be psyched to commute to that every day for at least a few days. Now, if you do want to spend a bit of money, but you can't go all out and maybe can't afford flights everywhere and, you know, a fancy hotel, another option that I've heard from other business owners is a cruise. So if you live close by to a shore, a cruise port, if you're in the States, like if you're in Florida or Texas, or in California, or New York, or North Carolina, you get the point. If you're by water, there's a good chance there are some cruises that come out of your port. And these can be grabbed at really good deals. These cruises go out with empty rooms all the time, and they don't like that. So they'll give you some really good prices if you negotiate, if you talk to an agent. And hey, if you have a team of five or six people, five or six rooms, that's pretty cool. That is a great deal you can cut. The good thing about cruises is that it's totally hands-off. They come with food and meals and drinks and all that kind of stuff. You can include some excursions and you can even use their office space, their meeting rooms, so you can run your meetings and your team building activities. This is seen as a real treat for a lot of people. It's a great kind of work vacation and you can get some pretty good deals on cruises. And again, it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be, you know, a week or 11 days. It could literally be a four-day cruise, a three-day cruise. Some people go on cruises that don't go anywhere. They're just, they go out to sea for a few days and they come back. But the experience of being on the boat and being in the open ocean and, you know, the food and the parties and the, you know, the entertainment that's on board, it could be a lot of fun for your team. And some cruise lines have rooms as low as $199 a person. So all up, maybe if you have a team of five, with everything included and they can drive to the port, you might be spending less than $2,000. For a team retreat, you gotta be kidding me. That's amazing. When it comes to planning your team retreat, try to get your team involved as much as possible, no matter what the budget. Ask them, hey, here are our options. What do you think we can do? How do you want to spend the budget? What are some of the activities you want to get going? What are some areas or places you want to go to? How do you guys feel about, you know, driving to a location? Do you guys prefer a three-day cruise or a local five-day excursion to a local park? When you get the team involved, they get excited. They feel like they're part of the team, part of the decision. And it also makes sure that you're including them in this big decision that you're making, that you're trying to make them happy, right? You're building this thing. You're creating this retreat. You want to make them happy. Get their input as much as possible, especially when it comes to what to do in the activities. What we did last time with our team retreat, we did a survey after the retreat to gather information about how we can improve the next year. including where do you want to go next? So that definitely helps getting your team involved. Also, it doesn't put the burden only on you. It puts a burden on the team. Hey, we're all in this together. We're making this decision together. Also, don't be afraid to delegate some of the team retreat organizing tasks to other team members. Don't put it all on yourself. If somebody's great at organizing team building games, you are in charge of all the team building games. If somebody's really great at negotiating rates with hotels, can you negotiate the rate of the hotel for us? This is our budget. If somebody's a Groupon junkie, they can really let you know, hey, Groupon's got a deal on this great cruise. We should jump on it. Get your team involved. Get them doing, not just, you know, saying, hey, we want this, want that. Lastly, I want to convey that the fact that you're sharing this intention that I want to run a team retreat for our team, I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think it'll help us work better together. That alone, just the willingness to try to do something for your team is going to earn you a lot of points. It's also going to convey how much you care about them. So get them involved because it will show people, no matter where you are in your business, no matter what the budget is, that you're willing to allocate some money to something that's as important as this. You don't want to surprise people with this. You want to make sure they understand the rationale and your intentions behind it. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. Today's episode's not over, though, because it's Free Ride Friday. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Gareth JP. That's the handle on iTunes. Gareth says, great business lessons, 5 stars. Really useful snippets of information to help you along your day. Brilliant. Thank you, Gareth, for that awesome review. Your mission is to email me over at omar@100mba.net so I can hook you up with the free ride to Free Ride Friday, to Easy Course, our 30-day course on how to build your own online course. If you want to win a free ride and win a course like Easy Course, a $500 value, just leave us an iTunes rating and a review and you enter our weekly random draw we call Free Ride Friday. Listen in on Friday to see if you won. It's that simple. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Your team is your biggest asset in your business. It took me a few years in business to learn this. I thought it was the ideas. I thought it was the product itself. No, the thing that's going to differentiate you from the competition are the people that work for you, the people that work on your team, that come up with all the great ideas, that help serve your customers, that build a great product. So investing in them with a retreat, no matter how small it is money well spent. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.